This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Where are the Rocky Flats Special Grand Jury Documents? Years after a special grand jury was impaneled to look into possible environmental crimes committed at the Department of Energy's Rocky Flats plant, 60 to 65 sealed boxes of their documents are missing. Many people living near the plant, as well as downwind and downstream, believe the contents may provide critical information about the buried plutonium wastes and help to resolve conflicts about access to the site, expansion of housing developments nearer to the site, and a proposal to build a bypass road along the fence line. In January, attorney Pat Mellon asked the federal court to unseal the boxes and make them public. Last month, the Federal Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney's Office revealed that they cannot locate the boxes in their office or in the Federal Records Center where closed cases are stored. When asked, an attorney with the U.S. Attorney's Office emailed Attorney Mellon stating that he has been, quote, attempting to reach out to former staff and attorneys who touched the Rocky Flats matter over the years to see whether they have any memory of where the boxes might have ended up. That effort is ongoing, but has not yet yielded results, end quote. Rocky Flats is located about 16 miles northwest of Denver, Colorado, at the base of the Rocky Mountains. About 70,000 plutonium pits, or the triggers for nuclear weapons, were manufactured there from the late 1950s to 1989 when the FBI raided Rocky Flats for violations of the Clean Air Act and federal hazardous waste laws, including illegal waste storage. Rockwell International, the DOE contractor at the time, pled guilty to 10 environmental violations in 1992. They paid $18.5 million in fines. After nearly a decade, a $6 billion cleanup commenced. The cleanup standards were not as protective as the community had negotiated with DOE and the Colorado state agencies. The community's standards addressed the long-term impacts of plutonium to human health and the environment. After cleanup, most of Rocky Flats was transferred to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Department and became a wildlife refuge where school children go on field trips. Subdivisions are being built closer to the site. As a result, the occurrence of rare childhood cancers are growing in those neighborhoods. Attorney Pat Mellon is representing seven organizations. They are the Alliance of Nuclear Workers Advocacy Groups, Candelus Glows, Rocky Flats Glows, Environmental Information Network, Rocky Flats Downwinders, Rocky Flats Neighborhood Association, Rocky Flats Right to Know, and the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center. This week, they asked the court to unseal the yet-to-be-found documents within 30 days. This has been the CCNS News Update. Stay tuned for more information. Please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.